Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Often imitated and successfully duplicated. That is my goal, to get people involved, to alert the population to the threat, the global crime syndicate, the private banking syndicate, the shadow of the left-right paradigm, and to get the people of the planet and the United States saying no to the New World Order. So often imitated and duplicated, that is our goal. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are live. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of April, 2010. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Catherine Austin Fitch was on with us a few weeks ago, formerly headed up HUD, and she's an expert on the New World Order and the criminal banking cartel that is setting up a worldwide dictatorship, a financial dictatorship, backed up with paramilitary forces and a green Gaia neo-feudalistic serf system. She'll be joining us in the third hour. In the fourth hour, haven't had him on in years. Years just slipped past us, and he was the head of the FBI in Southern California with thousands of agents under him. He was the head of the FBI in Dallas before that, and I want to get him on about a host of issues. He is in the hospital and has had cancer. Ted Gunderson will be joining us from an undisclosed location. He's had people trying to kill him, but he is in a hospital right now. He will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Ted Gunderson joining us in the fourth hour today. He also was involved in COINTELPRO, so he can give you some window view into a bird's eye view into that. So Ted Gunderson, former high-level retired FBI agent who woke up when he found out that basically there's a satanic group of pedophiles running our country and the world. Of course, he got laughed at by many people 20 years ago, but documented much of what he covered. And now a lot of what he covered decades ago is mainstream news. So Ted Gunderson coming up in the last hour today. You certainly want to join us for that. I have a whole bunch of important stacks of news here in front of me. Threat of new larger Icelandic eruption looms. There's a lot of top volcanologists saying with all this increase in volcanic and seismic earthquakes, tsunamis around the world, that there is an increasing chance, though it's a low chance, but an increasing chance, that there could be an eruption in and around the super volcano around Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, you know, that whole area, that would be extremely devastating. And I meant to get to this a few days ago, but I will cover it later in the broadcast, like later in the shower. Of course, it centers in and around Yellowstone Park. But threat of new, larger Icelandic eruption looms. Scientists are saying it could go for a month more, it could go for 6 months, it could erupt for 2 years. You see, the Earth is always changing. The only thing that is constant is change. That's why it's so asinine when Al Gore says, pay me a carbon tax and I will save you from the rising sea levels. It is a ridiculous joke. The sea levels are not rising. The Earth is actually cooling. And if this eruption continues, it may make the Earth 2 or 3 degrees, scientists are saying, colder in the next 2 years. So generally, volcanoes of this type that eject ash into the upper atmosphere cool the Earth. Scientists have shown that the giant meteor that caused the extinction of many of the dinosaurs that hit around the Yucatan Peninsula, where the Gulf of Mexico enters into the Caribbean, that ejected so much particulate into the atmosphere that it caused as much as a 30-degree on average temperature reduction, triggering an ice age, basically, that wiped them out. The cold-blooded dinosaurs. Okay. GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman and Obama. This is getting nasty. We'll cover that as well. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Former Los Angeles and Southern California FBI Chief Ted Gunderson will be joining us today in the last hour. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of April 2010. And, of course, we have Catherine Austin Fitch joining us for a full hour today, part two of the last interview we did. We didn't have time to finish up getting into solutions and a program that she has to financially defeat the New World Order. So she'll be joining us live today to discuss that in the third hour. We're also premiering Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, at 3 p.m. Central today. When the radio broadcast ends, when the live broadcast ends, we will post it in its entirety. And then tomorrow we'll follow with the extras that are 30-plus minutes. So it's over 3 hours total, or right at 3 hours, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Start your engines. Get your DVD and CD burners ready. Make copies of it and get it out to everyone you know. And we've been shipping out for the last 3 days, or I guess this will be day three, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the super high-quality hardcover case DVD with the extras on the DVD at Infowars.com. Coming up, the threat of a new, larger Icelandic eruption looms. That's out of the AP. And this dovetails with a AFP, Agency French Press report, rare Yellowstone volcano eruption would be deadly. So I do want to get into some of that today. Separately, GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs. Representative Daryl Issa, The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee is demanding a slew of documents from the Securities and Exchange Commission, asserting that the timing of civil charges against Goldman Sachs raises serious questions about the commission's independence and impartiality. Yeah, right up before the election. It's a civil matter, so it allows them to suck up all the evidence and cover it up. The SEC's been intimately involved in the cover-up. They're demanding all the emails from the White House, from the Treasury Secretary, and others involved, who were, by the way, all either financed by Goldman Sachs or former Goldman Sachs presidents, CEOs, vice presidents. I mean, there isn't a top slot. Whether it's Larry Summers, whether it's Paulson, whether it's Bernanke, whether it's Tim Geithner, all of them, either headed it up or were the deputy of the head. And so they sit in all the positions. They sit in the Treasury. They sit in all the Federal Reserve positions. They sit in Goldman Sachs. They sit in the SEC. And this is how they get away with bloody murder. It's like when Paulson, we had this in the Obama deception, was being grilled after he'd been secretary, after he'd left. And they said, where did the hundreds of billions go? And he says, I won't tell you. And Congress says, well, how did you give a bailout to your own company, Goldman Sachs, and you got $200 million at least in one payment yourself personally? And he said, oh, I got a waiver. And they said, who gave you a waiver? Oh, the Treasury Department gave me a waiver. Well, who was the head of the Treasury Department? Well, I was. This would be like a bank manager giving himself a letter authorizing him to open the vault up at midnight and carry all the bags of cash out and put it in the back of his truck. It's illegal. I mean, you can't. That's what's so dangerous about the White House lawyers under Bush and now under Obama saying the president is God. He's the Fuhrer. It's not illegal when the president orders children tortured. It's not illegal when the president orders the murders of individuals. It's not illegal. Well, yes, it is. I mean, can the president have pygmies flown in from Africa and then marinate them and then cook them on a spit? No. Could the president snort cocaine on the White House lawn? No. Could Richard Nixon? I mean, he tried it at the time to say when the president, in fact, there's those famous tapes. He says, oh, when the president does it, though, it's not illegal. Isn't that right? He's sitting there talking to his top men in the Oval Office. When I do it, it's not illegal. When I do it, it's okay. I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. This is fundamental. This is the fundamental lawlessness of government, where they've just trained their minions to accept lying at every level. And then the liars feel like they're insiders. They're part of the lie. You know, I've studied World War I, World War II. I've studied the French and Indian War. I've studied the Spanish Civil War, 1937, 38, 39. And I studied the dispatches from the time, from both sides. I was just reading a history book about that the other day. And even the lowest level officers on both the fascist and communist side in the Spanish Civil War, it was all about deceit, all about staging terror attacks, all about blaming each other for massacres. It's a culture of lying. And that's why once you have the Pentagon that Eisenhower warned us about, what, in 61? I mean, how many years ago was that? 49 years ago. That's why it's so dangerous to have militarized police and have a military surveillance system in America, because they are trained in their culture to lie and to kill and to steal. And that's one thing if you're getting overrun and attacked by some other nation and dirty tricks are played. And I'm not even rationalizing that, because once you go down that road, see where we are. But that's another thing altogether. You certainly don't turn that loose inside your nation. But that's now happened. And it's fundamental. I know I say this a lot, but we need to get this out to everybody. It's fundamental that this isn't our government. You know, I get sent these emails. I see daily news articles attacking me, mainstream, alternative. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's so many of them. I don't even read them. I just scan over them quickly. And they attack from every front. But their main attack is, I hate America. And I want to bring down America, and so that's why I'm criticizing the government. That's the common theme. You know, I'm here pointing out that we've been colonized by offshore banks, that there is a hostile corporate takeover going on, and we have all the banking documents, all the Club of Rome, all the UN documents, all the RAND Corporation, CFR, public and private and declassified and stolen and leaked. And we know that they hate America. They want to bring it down. They want to bankrupt the average person. They want to get you deep in debt. That's the big power structure. But on the left, they say, you're anti-American. You're trying to undermine the president. And on the phony right, they say the same thing. You're trying to undermine America talking about the police state. It's a joke. I mean, when Bush was in office, I was called a hardcore communist. And I'm a constitutionalist. Now that Obama's in, I'm called an extreme right-winger who's calling for violence. And you, as listeners, know that's a lie. That's a complete manufactured lie. And the government and even mainstream newspaper repeats it, says I work for the Vatican when I'm not even Catholic. They say I work for Israel when I have no connection to Israel and I'm very critical of Israel. I've made films critical of Israel. They say I'm a Scientologist. I've been critical of Scientology. I don't know any Scientologist. I'm not involved in it. They say, I mean, the sky's the limit. In fact, it was put out that I was secretly an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, and then I worked for Al-Qaeda. This goes back 6 years, because I was saying 9/11 was an inside job. And I've now seen classic Republican operatives, like what Cliff Kincaid and others, and it's not effective, but I'm just pointing it out so you understand what they're doing, saying, I work for Lyndon LaRouche. I've never interviewed Lyndon LaRouche. I've been critical of Lyndon LaRouche. His analysis of the British banking cartel is accurate, but so is Carol Quigley. I mean, you know, Georgetown professor, who was one of their historians, who was for it. 900-page book. I mean, but I don't agree with LaRouche's answer to things, big government. They say, I'm a Russian agent. That's a new one. Because on 888, it was in the British and German and Russian and Japanese news that the Georgians snuck attacked South Ossetia, started shelling it, went into the military bases, killed the Russian peacekeepers. And then we learned that Dick Cheney wanted to start World War III with the Russians. And our news ran a giant hoax saying that Russia had attacked Georgia. Well, Ron Paul's been on the show and stated the fact that NATO and Georgia attacked that Russian-controlled area. We had Dr. Bob Bowman on yesterday. I mean, that's just a fact. That's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. And they say, no, I'm making it up. The preposterous lie that U.S.-backed Georgia attacked South Ossetia. I mean, within 3 or 4 days, CNN had to reverse themselves. I mean, they put the leader of Georgia on CNN, on Fox, everywhere, calling for a new world order. You can pull those clips up. In fact, it's in Invisible Empire. He's calling for a new world order, a global government, and he's on there saying Russia has attacked us. Russia pushed him out and then pulled back out of the country. Does that mean Russia's good? Absolutely not. We wrote 2 articles yesterday and posted a video about clear evidence of Russia in the late 90s staging terror attacks. But, I mean, it's asinine. You know, they say, oh, I must work for Iran. And, see, this is how it works. They attack someone who's trying to get you to look at the facts for yourself to divert and distract attention away from the real culprits. We have a global private banking cartel that's got its agents and its tentacles into every nation. It's openly announcing a world government again today. I'm going to get into that when we come back from break. And I'm here simply pointing out what's happening and saying Goldman Sachs is criminal and needs to be indicted. And you've got government hacks and people tied into the defense establishment who are not defending our republic. They're doing everything they can to push this new world order, to push the torture, to push the secret arrest, to push the Patriot Act that I told you 8 years ago was for the American people because I read the bill. Now it's in the news. Yes, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act is for you. You, the American people, are the main threat, and the Tea Parties are supposedly terrorists, and there's more news today saying we're terrorists and that internet blogging is a lot like terrorism and sedition, and we've got to be shut down. And you see Republican hacks and Democrat hacks. They're really revealing themselves right now because they're in so much trouble. Going after anybody that really points out what's going on here. I'm a true patriot. look at our fruits and what we've done, and realize we're under attack more than anybody else from all sides that are controlled opposition, because we're bona fide and we're real, and it's not going to work.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1141.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1172.08, 586.04 for a half ounce, or 293.02 for the quarter ounce. That's 1172.08, 586.04, or 293.02.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Giant new attacks, massive intensification of the demonization of anybody that criticizes the New World Order, the banking dictatorship that's now out in the open. GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs. They want White House. They want SEC emails. They want the emails between the Federal Reserve and the White House and the SEC. That's what Representative Daryl Issa is now doing. It continues. Issa's letter addressed to SEC Chairwoman Mary Shapiro and signed by eight other House Republicans asked whether the commission had any contact about the case prior to its public release. with White House aides. Well, I mean, we know they did with Geithner, and that's illegal, telling them not to release the bailout information. Democratic Party committee officials or members of Congress or their staff. We are concerned that politics have unduly influenced the decision and timing of the commission's controversial enforcement action against Goldman, Issa writes. Issa implied that the timing was a bit too convenient, saying President Obama's push on Wall Street reform neatly coincided with the commission's announcement of the suit. Now, continuing here, of course, it's come out that $1 million was given to the Obama campaign by Goldman Sachs. They were his biggest contributor. And then separately, let me go back here before I get into this new headline of the London Guardian, new global fat tax to rein in banks. It's called the FAT. Gordon Brown claims credit for International Monetary Fund plan to impose tough levy on biggest banks' profits and pay. Well, he does deserve the credit. He's leading the G20, and he said at Copenhagen, it doesn't matter if the countries didn't ratify this. We will have Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, and Canada levy taxes in the name of banking reform. You notice they have this international announcement as Obama is trying to pass the re-regulation that is really deregulation right at the same time. It all couples together. You have unified legislation at the international and national level. And he said, we will just levy the money, pay it into the IMF and World Bank, themselves holding companies for the biggest central banks. So they will take tax money from all financial institutions. See, the headline says biggest banks. Then you read, it says all financial institutions. That's a check cashing place. That's credit unions. That's anybody who does lending. That's dental offices that, you know, have credit lines that people can sign up for. That's GMAC. That's everything. And so this sets up the international framework. And just like they pushed the Federal Reserve in the banking takeover in the U.S., their beachhead in 1913, as anti-big bank, as a way to get the rich guys, it's been released since then that they engineered the whole thing and acted like they were against it. The big central banks wrote this. This is their plan for the new constitution of the world signed by the central bank heads that he's been announcing the last few months on television. But it's being sold as if, ooh, Obama and Gordon Brown and the EU, they're getting tough on the bankers. Ooh. Meanwhile, at Davos and Bilderberg and everywhere else, for years, they have been planning and pushing and even publicly promoting, and they call it the New World Order, global government of for and by the banks. What's that Rockefeller quote about a world government for the administrative convenience of central bankers? That's a quote. Now listen to this out of the London Guardian. Tough proposals to cut the world's biggest banks down to size by taxing their profits and pay were outlined by International Monetary Fund tonight, which is a big holding company for the banks, in an attempt to spare taxpayers another massive public bailout of the financial sector. Oh, they're going to spare you, though this is paid in tax money into the IMF and World Bank, because it's going to be matched. And they take the money from the banks and put it in a pool, which then the only select groups get to use. In measures more stringent than Wall Street and the city had expected, the City of London, the fund called for both an introduction of a twin-track approach to the three-year banking crisis that would both force firms to pay for any future support packages and raise new taxes on their profits remuneration. The report prepared by the Washington-based institution for the G20 group of developed and developing nations was seized upon by Gordon Brown as evidence his push for an international crackdown on the banking sector was gaining support. Then in my next article here, out of the AP, it gets into the supposed bank re-regulation system here, saying taxes on all financial institutions. And it's the same thing being pushed by the G20. Leaked in advance of the fund's meeting this weekend, the blueprint emerged as an investment bank, Goldman Sachs, released better than expected first quarter revenues and admitted its bonus and pay pool had reached $5.5 billion in the first 3 months of 2010. The anticipated study called for financial stability contribution, which would be paid by all financial institutions, not just banks, and used to bail out weak and failing institutions. That's not true. We're going to come back to that. when we get back. It is a tax on all institutions, but it's not the weak ones. We'll explain this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so I'm reading out of the London Guardian. And what you're seeing is stealth implementation of the crowning capstone of world government. Private central banks through the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the IMF, the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, all of which shares are owned by the biggest and most powerful banks. They control them as their front companies. All secretive, won't tell any governments where the money goes. They control the regulators. They control the private brokerage firms. They run this giant criminal operation out in the open. And then as you read the London Guardian, it tells you this is going to help the general public with no evidence. This is going to take the burden off of taxpayers. It says International Monetary Fund tonight in an attempt to spare taxpayers and other massive public bailout of the financial sector. This is the IMF and World Bank, who were hated all over the third world. They're known for coming in with, say, a $1 billion loan in Nigeria. And even after $50 billion has been paid back over the last 30 years, they still owe another $50 billion. So you pay over $100 billion back for $1 billion. That's worse than loan sharking. And it's made up money backed up by U.S. and European taxpayers. These are the international robbery arms of the banksters. And so this article talks about Gordon Brown claims credit for International Monetary Fund plan to impose tough levy. Oh, it's tough on the biggest banks, profits, and pay. Then you read down here at the bottom, and they've got a link to the leaked G20 document, and it says the anticipated study called for a financial stability contribution, or FSC, which would be paid by all financial institutions, all. And the article goes on, not just banks, and used to bail out weak and failing firms. Oh, wait a minute. We were told that the blank check to the bankers in October of 2008 was to unfreeze mortgages to get the economy going. And then the next day, October 4th, on that Saturday, Paulson said, we're not going to spend it on that now, and I won't tell you where the money went. Thank you for the blank check and having it in the law that there's no oversight. Thank you. I'm the former head of Goldman Sachs. I own you. Ha-ha. And now they're moving to the international level. And simultaneously, they have every major nation they control and the EU passing laws right now, national laws, to pay into this international level of the banks. And the banks are signing a global treaty amongst themselves saying that's the world government. These are Ponzi scheme operators that bought the world many times over out of nothing. Because they wore fancy suits, and they paid off the politicians, and they brainwashed the police and military to serve them. And they fund the communists, they fund the fascists, every chance they get, England and the people that run the U.S., they fund dictatorships worldwide. And that's what they want here, and that's what they're setting up here. A dictatorship of these plutocrats. Oh, puppets come and go, but the dictatorship of the continuity of government emergency dictatorship system is in place. And so the sky's the limit. VAT taxes, carbon taxes, all of it to be paid to the federal government and then paid into the private banks as a tax. Then they say, oh, all financial institutions from check cashing places to small outfits that give loans, to private car dealerships that give their own loans, to mom and pop neighborhood, community, rural banks, credit unions, university credit unions, union credit unions, pension fund credit unions, and they've announced they're ordering the private and public pension funds, ordering them because they're the regulators. They can always find something you did wrong. They're going to audit and shut down these companies and their CEOs if they don't pay all of your money, quote, into failed banks. They put it in the failed bank. The IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve, one of those arms, absorbs it, absorbs the money, and then goes back and gets another bailout for the bank they've taken over. And the regulators can then go in and force the takeover of regional banks, regional credit unions, and they can raise the taxes to whatever they want. And they want taxes on your fuel, a federal tax, and VAT on every step of the way of manufacturing and production in the country. It says it would initially be paid at a flat rate, but eventually be tailored to suit institution size and riskiness. Oh, it's selectively enforced. The G20 gets all the central bank heads to sign an agreement with each other that they can selectively do whatever they want. Boy, isn't that the definition of tyranny? And no one's talking about this. No one even gets it. I'm hearing almost no one, but maybe Ron Paul, and then he knows he's talking to a dumbed-down general audience on national TV. He doesn't get into any detail. I mean, we saw a replay of this in February of last year with a stimulus package, bailout ripoff number two. And I've gone over this. It's covered in the Obama deception, and that's why it's so important you see it. It's just 5 minutes of the two-hour film. And we show Senator Dodd, same guy on the banking committee right now pushing this new takeover through. This is the big one. This dwarfs all the others. It isn't the $50 billion he's talking about. That's just the first payment. It's the regulatory taxing system run by the private banks, but pushed in the name of getting the rich guy, getting those bankers that have screwed us, getting those bankers that have bent us over a barrel. Boy, we're going to show them. Can you believe it? Think, I mean, that's why they're in charge. They know how to manipulate. Just like they said, oh, please don't pass the Federal Reserve Act. Please don't pass it. Please don't get us. Please don't shut us down. Please don't stop the robber barons. We're against it. Meanwhile, they wrote the whole thing, had the meetings, financed it. Boom. Gave you the income tax, and they got rid of senators being controlled by the states the same year. That was the big coup d'etat. And we are 97 years into this dictatorship. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Because once these things go downhill, more happens in 5 years than happened in the previous 97. And the sky's the limit. So let me try to simply put this. I mean, not that you don't understand as a general listener. You probably know more than I do, many of you. But when you're talking to your friends and family, this isn't a banking reform in a good way. This is our federal government lining up to put taxes on all financial institutions, and it's selective to where they can have the federal regulators that are former J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs alumni, and CIA, many of them, it's come out, go in and decide what banks and credit unions and community institutions and state banks, the state bank movement they want to head off because that's starting to gain some traction, they can come in and shut down whoever they want. And I have noticed, by the way, it's the regional banks and the state banks and the local banks that are screaming bloody murder, but they're just saying this is unfair trade advantage by the big banks that control the regulators. We don't want this. We're healthy. We didn't get invested in derivatives. We don't want to be part of this. They're the real banks, not the Madoff, Ken Lay type scam systems that run the planet. And so we better get the word out. This is the biggest move towards world government we have ever seen. I've been screaming bloody murder since November when we got the secret Copenhagen documents. And then when it failed, Gordon Brown and Obama came out and said, okay, it's world government. We need it. We need it right now to save the planet and punish the banks. We need a constitution of the banks, and we need to have all this tax money paid into the coffers of the banks. Oh, that will certainly show them. Again, tailored to suit institution size and riskiness. They will decide at an international level who pays taxes. Now, let's go back to February of last year and the stimulus package. Oh, we've got to save the car makers. We've got to give them stimulus money so they can move to Brazil and Russia and Eastern Europe and China, which is what they use most of the stimulus money for. You give them 30-something billion to General Motors, they use it to move offshore. That's the globalist model. Because GMAC, its banking business, is much bigger than its car manufacturing. See, it's all funny money. They could buy the world every day if they can get you to buy into it. You'll kill for a dollar. You'll kill for an iPad, some of you out there. You know, money's what we worship, and it's all made up by these Ponzi scheme gods. So remember Dodd. They came out, Obama, Dodd said, this is going to punish CEOs, this is going to cap their pay, this is going to cap bonuses, this is going to stop all this. No discussion about the shareholders. The CEOs are just front men. Yeah, some CEO gets $100 million or something. That's nothing compared to the tens of billions and trillions of the shareholders, the big families, are getting. So that's a red herring within a red herring. Wheels within wheels. Shills within shills. Scams within scams. Frauds within frauds. And we've got clips of Obama in the films, Obama deception, over and over again. We're going to get tough, and it's wrong that the banks have done this. Meanwhile, they totally financed him and put him in office, and his whole White House is more banker run than anybody in history. The maximum puppet. And then it comes out, people actually read the bill the day before they pass it. And they went ahead and passed it, and suddenly a few newspapers report, well, wait a minute, this says retroactively after the banking bailout legislation, because it wasn't just a bailout, it was legislation to give them more control, this allows in perpetuity all the big banks to continue what they've done under the old deal into the future with no sunset, and it's on the honor system and is selectively enforced. And the White House said, that's Senator Dodd. How dare you, Senator Dodd? And Dodd came out and released emails, surprised they didn't blow his airplane up. And he said, I did what the White House told me to. Here's your emails. Remember that? That's how cynical and sickening this is. So I'm spending a lot of time on this today because it's here. And it's being billed in the AP and the London Guardian and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Oh, the banks don't like it. Ooh, man, Obama is getting tough on them. Woo! He is going to put a big tax on them. And then you read the legislation. It's selectively enforced. The regulators are controlled by the top banks. It allows them to come in and shut down their competition. And it mirrors the G20 plan that the U.S. is the main driver and signatory to, along with England. And then you find out it's a tax on all financial institutions passed on to you. And then they take that money and pay it into a federal/IMF World Bank kitty. And then the revolving door between the top eight banks or so globally, the revolving door in the IMF and World Bank, all the former bank heads of Europe and the U.S., that revolving door under the IMF and World Bank, they will decide, quote, who to bail out. That means, oh, here's $1 trillion, Goldman Sachs, you can keep it. Think about the magnitude of this, and it's problem, reaction, solution. They create the original financial crisis. They get tens of trillions of dollars. They freeze the economy. They refuse to lend. They cut their lending when they promised the bailout was to expand lending. Then they come in and say, we've got a plan to fix things. The banks don't like it when they wrote it, but we're going to do it. And it allows us to selectively tailor it and do whatever we want, and it's all going to be secretive, just like the past bailouts, so just sit down and shut up and enjoy it. But now your money's going to go directly to the international level. I mean, they're just bypassing even the UN being the world government, just directly to the bankers. And they're also in the news saying, we need this to fund the third world to stop starvation. And then you actually read the Copenhagen document, that's what the third world pulled out. It right at doubles the taxes, greenhouse gas taxes on them than it does the West. It's designed to destroy their industrial development, to freeze their development, to keep them as chattel, bankrupt, Stone Age societies that can just be looted and controlled. Deep, oppressive poverty as a tool of domination. It's totally sick. And then the globalists have the nerve to attack those of us that understand what the banks are doing, the In the Fetters and others, and say, you're terrorist, you're racist, or you're an American. Oh, you don't like the banking oligarchs running your country. You're bad. You want to bring America down. When America is already long gone, we might be able to get it back, but let's just admit, we've been taken over. And now, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep hammering and hammering and hammering. The good news is the criminality's coming out, but the Republican leadership isn't going after Goldman Sachs, because they contribute to them as well. They're not going after the real corruption. They're just using this to score political points to get back in for themselves. In fact, here's the next line. While the banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were caught unaware. Oh, they didn't know. They haven't been having all these big G20 meetings and the secret meeting a month and a half ago. That was the headline in Australia. Heads of 27 biggest banks meet in secret with IMF World Bank in Australia. Oh, they were unaware. Oh, they don't want it. See, they know they've got about a 1% approval rating, literally. And so... they're like, oh, no, we don't like this. And the public's like, you're going to get you. We're for it. Glad Obama's finally doing something. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were bracing for their world government throne. They were so upset by winning the lottery. They were bracing for their vacation with the Swedish bikini team. It was just so horrible. They were just so afraid of it. They were so afraid of the pot of gold that the leprechaun was giving them. It was terrible. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan that they wrote, I would add, they were caught unaware, by the proposal for a financial activities tax. See, then they go even further. It's a financial activities tax. It's a tax on you. It's a value-added tax. The way I read, we have the document right here. The way it's a tax not just on all the, see, it's always worse than even I'm saying here. It's everything. It's cashing your check. It's electronic transfer. It's credit card bills. It's a tax on everything, on every step of the process. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were caught unaware by the proposal for a financial activities tax, which would be based on the profits and the pay structure of the firms and would be on all financial institutions and transactions. But then next, Next, they say it's liberal and loving. See, here they go. Anti-poverty campaigners had been pinning their hopes, on the IMF endorsing a so-called Robin Hood tax under the small levy would be placed on all financial transactions. However, the fund said such an approach does not appear to be well-suited for specific purposes. But I've read it. It just allows them to do, it's a blank check. It says they have dictatorial power, end of story. Set out by the G20 and its mandate. The fund said the financial sector had become too big as a result of being taxed too lightly and said this could be addressed by the FAT, which is compared to a VAT. See, VAT. The FAT is a tax on every level of any financial transaction and is a control grid surveilling all of that, and that's why you're going to have a national ID card that you've got to swipe. This is in the white papers going back over 10 years to track everything you do, because they're going to make any type of black market, mowing your neighbor's lawn, selling a couch for a TV, any type of barter is going to be illegal. That's why they're passing laws trying to ban and restrict $1 million fines for garage sales or swap meets. It's all here. I just can't even believe it myself. It's so monstrous. Enjoy all the new taxes, but see, these will just be like your cell phone taxes. You notice there's like 10 or 15, depending on your state, different little fees. Those are just taxes they pass on your cell phone that you just don't notice. Same thing with this. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
So let's be clear. The G20 met in November and December and publicly said they were establishing global governance of for and by the banks. But it was in the back of the newspaper, and you had to watch Davos meetings and others. We got the clips. We put them in Fall of the Republic. We put them in Invisible Empire. We warned people. We told you the exact plan because we were reading their blueprint. And now they're going to have a global regime of VAT, value added, on every financial interaction that everyone makes. And you read the documents here, it says it's broad and wide open for interpretation by the regulators. In fact, here's a quote from Gordon Brown out of the London Guardian. The fund added that cooperation required only broad agreement, see, it's wide open, rather than complete uniformity. They keep repeating that. They can selectively do whatever they want. And did not specify rates for the two new taxes. A Brown aide, that's Gordon Brown, said the report is radical and in line with what they had argued for at the G20 in November. When Brown surprised his Treasury team by promoting the idea of international levies or international taxes. It is another big judgment call that Gordon Brown got right and David Cameron got wrong. That's who he's running against for prime minister right now, the aide said. Alistair Darling, the chancellor, welcomed the report. Oh, yes, the chancellor of the exchequer, of course, the banker. The recognition that banks should make a contribution to society is in which they operate is right. Make a contribution. They are all run by these people. The banks are the ones that are ramming this through and lobbying for it. This is world government. A tax and regulatory power over all of their smaller competition. And it goes on. Max Lawson, policy advisor at Oxfam, said the IMF has been given the green light to tax banks. To be worthy of Robin Hood, it must raise hundreds of billions each year and be directly linked to fighting poverty at home and abroad and tackling climate change. There you go. Helping the poor and fighting climate change. I mean, shutting down industrial development as the parasite economy takes over the real economy. I mean, do you realize how huge this is? I've got to get Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nimmo to write an article about this based on the analysis I just laid out in the last 30 minutes. Because I just broke it all down for you because this is what they say they're doing in their internal documents. And then publicly they say it's about helping the poor, and then you get the documents and it says it's meant to shut down industrial society in the West, in the First World, in Japan, and in the Third and Developing World. Period. End of story. Oh, and anybody who criticizes them is a racist and is a hate monger and is a terrorist. And that's coming up when we start the next hour. Separately, we have another article here, Climate Change Scammers to Go Global, and it talks about how they're being funded by the big banks, and they're running around saying everyone must pass this, everyone must do this to save the earth from rising sea levels, or we're basically all going to drown. Coming up, cops link white supremacists to bombs in California, CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious. Michael Savage, 2 days ago on Monday, came out and said Obama will stage violence to crush dissent. He's repeating false flag information. That's important because he's got 10 million listeners, and now it makes it kosher for other talk show hosts to talk about this, not just me alone. And if we get enough information out about how they're getting ready to stage terror attacks, game over, game over, game over. They can't sick Homeland Security on the American people and cause more delusional, paranoid schizophrenia in the police and military that the citizens want to kill them unless they stage a terror attack. And so the fact that this is starting to come out on more and more, I mean, Limbaugh's talking about it last week, is big trouble for the New World Order. Okay, we're going to go to break, start the next hour. Don't forget, we're premiering at 3 p.m. Central at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. All the rumors in, the documentation begins. My most powerful police state film, premiering in T-minus 3 hours and 1 minute. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.